Okay, so if we are in a difficult relationship which we cannot tolerate or we can't retaliate also. Is it okay if I speak in English?
Same thing, yeah.
So, then what do we do? Basically, now there is no set formula for relationships. We have to ourselves find what works. So, rather than seeing that relationship simply as a frustrating relationship, we can see also that relationship as a way for us to grow in understanding how to deal with people. Maybe not with this person, but we also have to deal with many other people in life. So, if we see that, okay, this happened, I did that, and by that we learn. Then, even if that relationship never improves, but still we grow in our understanding of how actually people think and how we can respond to them. So basically, we, rather than thinking that I have to find a fixed formula, we have to think that how can I move forwards. So sometimes we give some people too much of our mental time. That means it's like, say, somebody has got a scar on their body. That scar is there. It can't go away. But if they keep thinking about it all the time, then that hurts them actually more than what the scar is hurting. So like that, we may have a difficult relationship. But if we keep thinking about that relationship all the time, then it hurts us much more. So sometimes we just have to contextualize it. Okay, this is going to be difficult. I'll do what I can. If it doesn't work, just move on. So it's not easy. And I'd say that in general, if you can find some limb of bhakti which you can intensify as in a mood of prayer, maybe I'll chant to some extra, maybe do a little extra kirtan, do a little more hearing, then that will give us the inner strength by which we'll find out how to deal with it. So we are showing Krishna, by this, Krishna, I want to serve you, I just don't know what I can do in this. Nothing seems to be working. So we show Krishna by our intensified devotion that even in this situation, I really want to serve you. Please guide me. So sometimes our mind just keeps asking the question, why? Why is this person doing like this? Why? Now, sometimes the why question just has no answer. So we have to change the question to how. How can I serve in this situation? How can I move ahead in this situation? So if we have that attitude, some way will emerge. Srila Prabhupada writes that if a devotee may be perplexed, but a devotee is not discouraged. Discouraged means I don't feel like doing anything. Perplexed means I don't know what to do. So we all may get perplexed at times. So if we can just try to show Krishna our intense desire to serve by doing a little bit more intense, some devotional activity, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Krishna will give us the intelligence of how best to move forward in that situation.